Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
The swings in a playoff game, there's generally about a 26-point swing, which means you're either down by 13 or up by 13, or it could be, you know, maybe you're down by 18. There's going to be these swings in games, and you've got to emotionally be able to handle that. And I do think one of our challenges, and especially with some of the teams that we've played coming out of the All-Star break, we have not handled those swings well. And we've got to be able to handle those swings because it's inevitable. You know, there's going to be times we may get off to a great start and it may swing back the other way. We may get off to a poor start and we've got to swing it back the other way. And it really takes a lot of concentration and five guys being connected to be able to deal with the emotions of those kind of swings. And that's just the reality of it.
Well, ante up, because Bulls-Bucks this weekend is a thing that's going to happen. I'm Lawrence here with you until 2 o'clock. I'm looking forward to seeing what adjustments are made, mostly by the Bulls, and to see what Milwaukee will throw at them this time. Stephen Bartow has a unique perspective on this. He has done color commentary this year for both the Bucks and the Bulls, and he was nice enough to join me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, one of the best analysts of basketball in America. Stephen Bartow now joining me here on The Score. What's up, sir?
How you doing, Lauren?
Man, I'm doing great, and I appreciate you being available for the show. Let me start with Milwaukee for a second. This team, I think, even with them being the defending champion, with them having maybe the best player in the league right now in Giannis, is still kind of floating underneath the radar to win a championship. I picked them to win the title. I think they're going to do it again. What makes them such a good team?
You know what, Lawrence, I'm in agreement with all that you said. I think they're underrated, and I think I do also pick them to repeat. There's a unique culture that's within the Bucks organization. You know, being very close to it, being around them, being able to see shoot around. Coach Budenholzer was very open with the traveling party within the Bucks organization. And so there's a unique chemistry with this team. And so you referenced Giannis Antetokounmpo being probably the best player in the league. You've got Drew Holiday, to me, who is the most underrated guard in the last decade, in my opinion. I think he's a Hall of Fame guard. I think he might be the best defensive guard the NBA's ever seen. And then you've got Chris Middleton, who is 6'7", four on anybody. And then you've got the guys that fill in, Bobby Portis, you know, George Hill, Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton. These guys all know their roles very, very well, and there's not a lot of friction on this team. You don't see guys at post game in the interviews really dogging players out or dogging the coaches out. They've got a special kind of chemistry that's around this organization that makes me think that they like exactly where they are, and they like the fact that people are overlooking them, and they're poised to make a deep run in defending their championship.
I want to go back to talking about Drew Holiday, because this is a Drew Holiday appreciation show here between noon and two. I love him as a player because he will do whatever you need. If you need him to score 20, he can do it. If you need him to just be a facilitator, he can do it. The part that you brought up is the part that I've probably undersold, and that's him being so good defensively. I mean, we saw him body up Tristan Thompson the last time that these two teams played, which is amazing because one's a point and one's a center. But what is it about what he does on the perimeter as a defender that you like?
Lawrence, I think Drew has probably the best understanding of how to get lower than his opponent on both sides of the ball than any other guard in the league. And I think that Chris Paul is an example of that. That really has helped his career and his longevity in the fact that normally when Chris Paul is going to get somebody, his center of gravity is lower than his opponent. Drew Holiday, even though he's 6'3", 205, he's able to get himself lower than his opponents. You mentioned he was locked horns with Thompson. I covered them the Milwaukee at Philadelphia game, the last regular season matchup between these two teams. Embiid caught the ball at the top of the key or at the three-point line straight on from the bucket. There was a switch, and Drew Holiday was on him. And so what Embiid was going to do, like very talented big men do when they get a switch on a guard, they just back them down. So the Philadelphia Embiid's teammates sprayed out to the perimeter. Embiid tried to back down Drew Holiday and got nowhere. He took two bumps into Drew to try to back him up. Drew dropped himself a little bit, took the brace, and then took the hit again, forcing Embiid to make a pass out of the situation and force a turnover.
Wow.
That illustration right there against a MVP candidate in Joel Embiid shows you the strength, the knowledge, the anticipation that Drew Holiday possesses.
Stephen Bartle joining me here for a few moments to preview Bulls versus Bucks. He's done color for both teams. With the Bulls, if we're putting together a formula for them to make this interesting and make it a competitive series, what's the formula that you see that could do that?
Ooh. I don't see many scenarios, to be honest, Lawrence. I'm going to go out of the box here a little bit, though. To me, Derrick Jones Jr. Needs to play a little bit more. He needs to be a factor. The Bulls need to really, really run. And I mean run like they haven't run all season. Because if they get into, you know, a half-court grind with this Bucks team, I just think they're too undersized. And without their most important player, who to me is Lonzo Ball, without him in the lineup, with a banged-up Alex Caruso, without those two guys being at the top of their games and stellar, being able to switch defensively and do some things and really push the basketball, I don't really see a lot of scenarios where the Bulls can even make this competitive. They're going to have to do something that they haven't been doing in the last 22 games to finish the regular season. I believe they were 7-15 in those games. And defensively, Lawrence, the Bulls just have these lapses in the third and fourth quarters that are a little bizarre because they're not relying on, you know, a bunch of rookies. They've got guys in Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, who sometimes lose focus defensively and other teams take advantage of it. So there's very few scenarios. I mean, maybe, like I said, getting Derrick Jones Jr. involved a lot more, getting Javonte Green on the floor earlier to get some defensive intensity, to establish some defensive intensity for the Bulls. But if they don't do that, the Bucks could run them out of the gym.
I trust your scouting eye more than most people, quite honestly. So I want to know, when you look at Patrick Williams, what do you see?
I see a young man that has tremendous upside and he can do everything on the floor. When his jumper is flowing, it looks good. When he's going to the rim, it looks good. When he's putting it on the deck with confidence, Lawrence, it looks good. But he still struggles with his level of confidence to me. Defensively, I think he can be elite. Offensively, I think he can be elite. I just wonder why he's lost so much confidence. I don't know if it's with the injury situation that he's had to overcome, but he'll show you glances where it's like, oh, man, this guy could be a dominant player on the floor. And then there are times when he's on the floor and he disappears. You don't even know he's there. Like Patrick Williams, to me, Lawrence, could be a 16-point, 8-rebound, 6-assist guy. I mean, if he was healthy throughout a season, I believe he could average those numbers. Even with a Zach LaVine and a DeMar DeRozan on the squad, I believe he is that talented. I think he can get points very efficiently off the offensive glass. He can feel the lane running, the fast break. Like I said, when his shot is on, it looks good. His follow-through looks good. He's got nice arc. I just think it comes down to a confidence situation with Patrick Williams because at times he looks like he's an upper echelon NBA player.
You played on an offense in college that had a lot of options on it. How does a player go about finding their spots to score? Because you mentioned it. DeMar and Zach are out there. Vooch needs his touches. So I imagine it's difficult for Patrick Williams to figure out where his spots are. But you've played with guys that had dominant offensive games too. How do you go about figuring out where to get yours?
This is going to sound weird, Lawrence, but I think Patrick Williams should really look at Ayo Dosunmu. Ayo has really figured out where he can be a double-digit scorer for the Bulls and not take anything away from Zach or DeMar. So what Ayo does, he sets up weak side, and he's ready. He's in anticipation mode, even when he's on the weak side. Sometimes I think Patrick is not ready in that scenario. Ayo will run the floor. He'll get a kick out for an outlet pass, and he'll try to beat defenders with his speed. What does Patrick Williams have that other guys don't have? Well, he's got great body balance. I think he's a lot stronger than even Patrick understands. And so there are nuances in the game on the offensive glass, being on the weak side, getting deflections defensively, getting steals and runouts, just making yourself almost like a safety blanket. Here's an example. Watch Pat Connaughton when he's on the floor with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Pat Connaughton is a security blanket for Giannis. Wherever Giannis moves, Pat Connaughton kind of moves just opposite to stay in the vision of Giannis. If Patrick Williams can figure out a way to be a security blanket like Ayo Dosunmu has, if he can be a security blanket for DeMar and Zach and them get more confidence in him, giving up some of their opportunities to get Patrick going, I think that he can find a lot of success and he can be a double-digit scorer even with all these other options on the floor.
What are the things that make Giannis great?
I think the thing that makes Giannis his greatest attribute is that he's never satisfied. You know, when you go and you listen to post-game comments or pre-game comments from Giannis, and if you're not around the team, you think it's BS. You think he's just saying this to keep up his corporate persona. I've been around this dude, Lawrence. He must be the best that's ever played. And I mean, if you're able to stop him and talk to him, he will tell you that 8 times a week and twice on Sunday, if he got the opportunity, he wants to be the best that's ever played. And so his desire to continue to get better is amazing. I mean, he hit a step back three in overtime against the Nets in their last matchup against Drummond. That was something that 2 or 3 years ago you would never see Giannis do. He would not have the confidence nor the ability to do that. Now he's hitting step back threes in overtime when the game is on the line, and Marcus Johnson, the main play-by-play, color analyst for the Bucks, nicknames him the A Train because he's a freight train coming downhill. So now that he's the most devastating open court guy in the NBA. He's added his three-point shot to it. He plays defense. He's a willing pass. He's one of the best big passers outside of Jokic, I think, in the league. I mean, the guy, I think his greatest attribute, Lawrence, I really do, is that he wants to go down as the best to ever play the game.
That is high praise, and it's a high goal, but he's doing pretty well so far in that dream and that goal. Steven, as always, man, I appreciate your time. Thanks for your expertise, sir.
Always a pleasure, Lawrence. Thanks for having me on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.